Ready for the Raiders?
We're ready. Well, we'll be ready. We don't play till Sunday. So we're excited about it.
So you don't know exactly which quarterback is necessarily going to play. What does that do for your preparation?
Well, I think you just look back to last year and see that they played three different quarterbacks in a win. It tells you that that they're very capable to have success with any quarterback that they play in there.
Do you expect that it would change anything if it's Campbell, if it's Baller?
They're all good. They're all good, and their offense is not a quarterback-driven offense. They have a lot of great athletes, and their running back at their running back position. You got Michael Bush, who was a Heisman candidate, McFadden, and they're all running the ball very well.
When you look back at last year's game, Josh has talked about it a lot this week. What do you remember, and what did you maybe guys learn from that?
Well, I think that and Josh hit on it. I think we got outplayed, we got outcoached, and they just kept coming, and we didn't have an answer for it at the end.
What's your relationship like with DJ? What has he meant to this defense, and especially when there's so much injuries and everything else going on elsewhere?
Well, DJ is a Pro Bowl linebacker, and he's playing at that level this year, and he played at that level last year. So obviously, if you're a coach, it's worth a salt anywhere. You're going to have a great relationship with one of your best players, but it's not just because he's one of the best players. I mean, he's a great person, too, as well.
What's he like in those meeting rooms and from your perspective when you're leading the linebackers meetings and then the defensive meetings?
I don't know how he comes off, in the public. He might come off as quiet, but he's definitely not that. And, and I know sometimes it looks like he's he leads just by example, but he also, when there's time to say something, he'll step up and say it. Every player in that room responds.
So he got a little nasty streak.
Oh, of course he does. All the good linebackers do. Of course he does.
Should he have been a Pro Bowler before? Why he hasn't been already?
I think so, but that's just like a parent with their son. They all think they should be starters and everything else. But I thought that his play, was indicative of him being a Pro Bowler. But I don't make that final decision. So that's just the way I feel about it.
Wink, you had a line a couple weeks ago saying that. We had a strawberry to a battleship, and Rex Ryan just called you out saying that you basically stole that line from him and that you had no original material.
Rex Ryan, I don't have a whole lot to say about that. I'll just leave it there.
Was that his line?
Please, that's Buddy's line. He has no original material either.
You didn't just leave it there.
Sorry, it baited me.
So for you personally, is there any extra juice going against the Raiders? I mean, there's probably a lot of guys still on that staff, and players that you've coached.
It's more players and staff members, but, I think it's a divisional opponent, and it's the next game. So, of course your juice is going to be, you're going to be ready to go. And it's the first one that we've had this year, I think we're the last team to have a divisional opponent, so that we're fired up and we're excited. We're excited about the opportunity.
You've been on the other side. What's your take on the Broncos Raiders rivalry?
It's a great rivalry. It's a great rivalry. It really is.
How's it different than maybe some of the other ones around the league?
I don't know if it differs, because I haven't been on the other teams, but it's a great rivalry, and we know that the Raiders, when they come in here, they have a lot of confidence, as well as they should, because they have a very good record here in our building.
How is it that Cable's able to get his team so ready to play well on the road, especially here or at San Diego or Kansas City?
I think, per player, they have the best athletes in the National Football League. So I think I don't know if it's a road-home game thing for him. I can't answer that. But I know every time they go out there, they're ready to play football, and you can see it.
How challenging has the last few weeks been as far as, designing your scheme around the injuries that have occurred?
Well, I think every week's a challenge, whether you're healthy or not. And just like we've always talked about here when we talk about scheme, is I think you have to look at every opponent, and there's different challenges each week. So, obviously you feel a lot better as a coordinator when you have Brian Dockage running out there, just for an example. Or, a starting corner that that's been in the league for a long time, that's had 10 picks in the last 2 years and goody. But, just like I said last week, there's a lot of young players that we feel are very good football players, and they need to step up and play, and they've done that.
How pleased were you with how your guys adapted to the 4-3 Sunday?
Oh, we were, that's something that we've worked on since training camp. And, you know, when you have a room full of smart players that can go in and out of schemes, that obviously that helps you as a coordinator as well. And we were really confident going into that game.
Wayne, what concerns or questions did your players have after watching the NFL DVD about how to hit and all that stuff for today?
Well, I haven't talked to them about it individually, you know, but, you know, it's the same thing. We don't make the rules, we just play by them, and we make that a focus, and we talk about it during practice.
Is it anything different than you've been coaching?
No, you know, I mean, I don't believe that it is. I think it's hitting the right way.
Is there a concern that guys may pull up a little bit, or there may be that split-second hesitation that causes them to maybe not make a play because they're worried about getting fined or hitting a guy a certain way?
There would until you ask that question. No, I hope not. I really do. I hope not.
As a defensive guy, do you have any concerns about the rules or the increased penalties?
Like I said, we don't make the rules. We just play by them.
All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you, guys.